Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, just worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come on, let me just hear the saints just worship him. Come on. Thank you, Father. Come on, open up your mouths. Come on. Thank you, Father. The Father's in the house. He's in the house. Thank you, Jesus. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. That's it, that's it, that's it. Father. The Greek word for father is pater. That word simply means protector and provider. I'm reminded of an incident of two children in the backyard, and they were in a fight. And the mother came to the door, and she went down the steps, and she tried to break the fight up, and it just got intense because all the children in the neighborhood, they were just fighting. And so the mother stuck her head back in the house, and she called for the father. She called him by the name and she said, Donnie, Donnie. Donnie came to the door and he never said a word. He just stood there. And as soon as he walked to the door, all the children just stopped fighting. As soon as he got there, never lifted a finger. They just picked up their book satchels and picked up their pencils and piece of paper. The little girls were braiding their hair back, and they just went on about their way. That man by the name of Donnie was my father. Those two little children were me and Minister Harper, Pastor Harper. My father never had to say a word, but his presence had a way of calming things down. And it's something about knowing the Father. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And you may be going through a spiritual battle right now. And the devil may be fighting you on every side. But I dare you just to call on the Father. And the devil, when the Father shows up, will pick up his little toys and his little weapons and his little instruments. He'll never have to say a word, but it's just his presence. Oh, I wish I could get some help up in here. Do I have anybody in this place that's willing to worship the Father tonight? Hallelujah. Lift those hands to the Lord.
Father, me in your arms. Father, and father me, father, wrap me in your arms, father, wrap me in your arms. Father, Come on, lift those hands to Jesus. Lift those hands. Say it with me. Say it with me.
Father,
can I get any worshipers in the house? Come on, you may be wounded, you may be hurt, you may be left alone. But he can be a father to you. Let him wrap his arms around you. Come on, just open your mouth. I don't care where you are. Come on, talk to him. Father, wrap me.
Tonight, you may be left alone. Your natural daddy may be gone. Your natural father may be gone. But come on, let our heavenly Father wrap his arms around you and let him love you right there. Come on, come on, come on. Just talk to him. Lift those hands. Come on and say, Father me. Get out of the booth shop. Father me, yeah. Father me, yeah. Take me in your arms. Hold me. Love me. Father me, yes. Protect me. Provide for me. Love me. Cover me. Heal me. Father 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 me. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, take this place. Come on, take this place. Come on, Father, me. Yeah, I need you. Nobody can do me like you can.
Place just to worship him. Come on, just worship him. Come on, just worship him. Come on, just worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Come on, come on. Come on, you've been without long enough, but the Father is here tonight. You've been without protection long enough, but the Father is here tonight. Some folks been messed over you and picked on you, and folks been just done you wrong, but the Father's here tonight. He's here to pick you up, and he's here to put a little alcohol and little mercury foam on your leg, and he want to heal you. He want to make it feel good and make it all better. Come on, let the Father just love you tonight. Come on, let him love you. Let him love you. Let him love you. Let him love you. Come on, tell him, Father me. Father me. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, lift those hands to the Lord. Come on, lift those hands up high. Lift them up. The devil wants you to do it. Come on, but the Father is on the scene. I don't care who started the fight, but you're about to win. You're about to get the victory, because the Father, he's on the scene. Every devil's got to go. Every demon's got to go. Because the Father is on the scene. Yes, he's here. He's here. He's here. Lift him up, Lord. 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 Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Demons are running. Devils are running.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Father me, Father me, Father me. God, we just thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our Father. We thank you, Lord God, because you just wrap your arms around us, God, that you love on us, that you keep us in your perfect peace, Lord God. We're so grateful for you, Father, fathering us. And we just thank God tonight that we serve an amazing Father. We thank God because he's worthy. He's so awesome, so amazing, so great, and greatly to be praised. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much that you gave us another opportunity to be here on this Thursday night to worship you, to praise you, to hear an awesome word from your man servant. We just thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we made it yet another week. We thank you, Lord God, that we made it yet another year, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for doing what you've done. God, we thank you, Lord God, because you've always been in control, Father, and we know, God, that without you, we can do nothing. So, God, we thank you for all that we've been able to do because we've done it with you. And, God, we ask for forgiveness for when we did things without you and when we took you for granted and when we just decided that we were big and bad enough to do it on our own, but then we found out that we weren't. So, Father, I thank you for not even taking your hands off of us during those times. And, God, I just thank you for tonight being an awesome night. We are going to have an amazing night, a Holy Ghost party. We know those parties don't stop. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to praise him like we never praised him before. We're going to just thank him and just give him the glory because he didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, and I don't know what you come to do, but tonight I've come to praise the Lord. I got a lot to praise him for. Hallelujah. I thank God because we woke up. I thank God I didn't get any bad news. I thank God because I was able to walk, talk, breathe, eat. Thank God because I was able to go into my workplace, come home from my workplace. My husband's in good health. My children are in good health. I thank, Lord God, my mom's in good health. I thank you, Lord God, for just how you just doing great things. Hallelujah. I thank God because my mom has a caregiver and a friend and a sister that's so supportive and always, always by her side. I thank God, hallelujah, for how you just bond, how you bond people together, and you know right when they are needed. So, God, I thank you for how you do these things. And God, I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Getting ready to see another year of life. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for just keeping me here, keeping me here. Getting ready to see 53 when a couple of years ago it looked like I wasn't going to make it. But I thank God because you saw fit for me to stay. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all these things, for bringing us through, bringing us to it, bringing us through it. Hallelujah. And letting us see a better day. God, I thank you for all these things. You are great. Hallelujah. You are great, great Father. A good, good Father. That's who you are. You are a good, good Father. That is who you are. Hallelujah. And I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm not going to take up this entire night because I think tonight I feel good, and I think I can go on and on and on. But I know somebody on this line is as excited as I am, and you want to tell the goodness, and you have a praise report, a song on your heart. I know somebody on this line is ready to press one, and this line should just keep going, popping like popcorn on tonight. It should just flow over and over with testimonies and praise reports, songs, hallelujah, because tonight we are going to just give him all the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So if you want to jump on and take this baton and run with it, hallelujah, press one and I'll recognize you because we're going to continue to praise and praise and praise some more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 4671, your line is open.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this evening. Thank you for bringing us into another year, Father God, and closing this year, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, that your mercies are renewed every day, Father God. We just thank you that your promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your redemption plan, Father God, before the foundation of the world, Father God, that you thought about every one of your elect, Father God. We just thank you that Christ Jesus didn't allow he drunk from the cup, Father God, to fill the purpose of redeeming us back unto you, Father God. We just thank you that you loved us first, that we ought to love you. And Father God, we thank you that your greatest command that to love you with all our heart and love our neighbors as ourselves, Father God. And we'll be fulfilling all the commandments, Lord. We just thank you for everybody that's up on the sound of my voice tonight. Father God, I just pray, Father God, that you bless them with a supernatural anointing, an uncommon favor, Father God. Father God, a financial provision, Father God, a financial mentor, someone that can that desire, Father God, to bless them and give them what they've received from you in their heart to teach them, Father God, on how to prosper and be of good success, Father God, even as their soul prospers, Father God. We just thank you for excellent health, Father God. We just thank you for a sound mind. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, Father God, for the things that I take lightly or for granted, Father God. I just thank you for the revelation through the Holy Spirit, Father God, that it enlightened me, Father God, that it empowers me, Father God. Just thank you for all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Father God. We just thank you that it continues to teach us, Father God. It continues to stir up all remembrance of Christ Jesus, Lord. We just thank you for every promise, Father God, every deliverance, Father God, that Jesus Christ said that he go to prepare a place for us, and Father God, and where he at, we'll be there, and that we will do greater works than him. But it is through faith and by faith, Father God, and we can't do nothing without you, Lord. We just give you all praise, honor, and glory. Thank you for this opportunity. I love everybody that's from the sound of my voice. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. 6447, your line is open.
Hallelujah. I just thank God. I thank him that my son is home and he suffered from a stroke. But all the prayers that have been going up for him, God has is really working with them. And I thank God. I'm so grateful to Jesus. And I thank him for my life and my health and my strength. And my sister, how addition to our family, I thank God for her because she's truly been a rock for me. And I give God the praise. And I just, this little phrase was ringing through my spirit tonight because truly, truly, Jesus is everything to me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, it's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, it's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to sing a little because it's Jesus. Oh, glory to God. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank him because he hears and he moves everywhere his Father wants. And I thank God for me. Son and my daughter, they're just growing and growing. And I praise God for what he's doing with the two of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank the Lord, hallelujah, for another day's journey. Hallelujah. That he has kept me, hallelujah, he has kept me from dangers, seen and unseen, hallelujah, set me up on a rock, hallelujah, opened up my spiritual eyes and showed me, hallelujah, himself in a whole new dimension, hallelujah, glory be to God, and I thank him for it, hallelujah, for I saw him stand before me. Hallelujah. Not as man would think that he looked. Hallelujah. But he was a gigantic tree. Hallelujah. With beautiful limbs, loaded with beautiful green leaves. Hallelujah. Here I am. Here I am, woman. Here I am. Hallelujah. And then I realized he's everywhere. All over this place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This has been such a peaceful, serene day. Hallelujah. Such a beautiful, beautiful day. Another day that he blessed me to wake up and see. Hallelujah. I thank you that he allowed me to awaken from the darkness into his light. Hallelujah. And I send, the blessings of God out upon all mankind. Because, see, he loves us, not because of anything that we do or anything that we say. He loves us unconditionally. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So don't get full of yourself.
Get empty so he can fill you with him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, it is so.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And hallelujah. Anyone else have a testimony, praise report? Please press 1 because we don't want the fire to stop. We want it to continue going. If you have a praise report or a testimony, please press 1. A song that's on your heart. I'm going to go into Jesus calling. God says tonight your longing for heaven is good because it is an extension of your yearning for me. The hope of heaven is meant to strengthen and encourage you, filling you with wondrous joy. Many Christians have misunderstood this word, hope, believing that it denotes wishful thinking. Nothing could be further from the truth. As soon as I became your Savior, heaven became your ultimate destination. The phrase hope of heaven highlights the benefits you can enjoy while remaining on earth. This hope keeps you spiritually alive during dark times of adversity. It brightens your path and heightens your awareness of my presence. My desire is that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. That was Romans 8:23-25. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Hebrews 6:18-19. May the God of hope fill you with all his joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. God, we thank you for that word on tonight. If no one else has a testimony or a praise report, we're going to go into the word. We're going to ask Pastor Flint to come on, and we ask that you pray for him as he comes forth. Because as he's pouring out, we're going to ask God to restore him and pour right back into him in Jesus' name. Pastor Flint, your line is open. Flint, your line is open. All right. I'm going to play this song real quick while he's coming on. Praise God, praise God. Pastor Flint, your line is open.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Woo, praise God. God is my all and all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God is my all and all. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now tonight, God. We thank you, God, for being our all in all, God. We thank you for being the I am that I am, Father. Father, we just praise you and worship you and magnify your name, Father. For God, you are great and greatly to be praised, Father. Father, now as we decrease and that you increase, God, and as the Holy Spirit take complete control, God, it'll be all of you and none of us, God, and open up our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and our hearts to receive, God. Father, give us a heart of flesh, God, right now, God. And we begin to thank you, Lord God, that your word that has been sowed already through prayer, through praise, through testimonies, God, through praise reports, God, through spoken word, God, that the seed has been sown, God, and it was laying on good ground, God, good soil, God, and bring forth the harvest that is desired, God, from your word, Father. We thank you for it right now, God. Oh, God, we praise you, we worship you, and we magnify your name. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray, Father. And we say, and so it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is my all in all. And listen, I was thinking about this word this weekend, and God was telling me about almost 2 decades ago. It was, almost 10, 15 years ago when we started ministry, and we started in the apartments where my wife was the property manager. And we started doing a class. We started doing it as a school. And it's this book we used to use called Shattering Strongholds. And God just was telling me about just different strongholds that has gathered, where the principalities and the powers and the rules of darkness have set up shop in areas, in neighborhoods, in cities, in states where the gatekeepers have allowed them to come in and flood the gates, flood the cities with debauchery, rage, anger. When you look at all these things that's going on in our life, in this world, when you get on your phone and you see news feeds, you can cut the TV on, and you can see just somebody committed suicide yesterday, or this child was kidnapped, triple homicide, all these different things, murder, suicide, all these different things that have been taking place in it, or road rage. And you're like, God, no, where did you be this? Or you cut the TV on and it's the language that you didn't hear when you were growing up. It fills this TV screen on regular TV, or it's always a homosexual on. In every group, it's always something that they're flooding. They're flooding with your mind because this is what they're doing. They're attacking the mind with the media, and media is just like a medium, which is the form of witchcraft. It's just continue to come at you at every different angle, flooding you with thoughts and flooding you with ideas. And it just sent me to Jeremiah 29:11, where God says, what does he say? He says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And then that's where we are tonight. God said, I want to give you a future and a hope, but you got to gravitate to the thoughts that I'm thinking towards you tonight. Even as we begin to think of those things, think on these things, those things that are pure, those things that are lovely, those things that are just, those things that are of good report. You know, I said, if there's been any virtue and any praise, think on these things. We got to change our thinking tonight. You know, to shatter these strongholds. God has been dealing with me about, Even from that point with the strongholds, he was dealing with the power of prayer and the different forms of prayer. You know, you got prayers that are a petition being made known. You got prayers of intercession. You got prayers where you're just having a conversation with the Father. You know, prayer makes the difference, right? How many of you know how you feel when your prayers get answered? When you get answered prayers. When you get a result to the prayer and the answered prayer comes, oh man, you on cloud nine. Hallelujah. So then I give you more of an unction to pray even more. So, you know, me and my brother used to always make jokes with my mama, how she was like, I walk by faith and not by sight, and all these different things. And we're like, man, you know, we used to always make a joke. You pray about it. Pray about it. But, man, listen, there's nothing realer than just pray about it. Watch as well as pray. Pray and wait and watch God move. Be still and know that I am God. We talked about it last week. Be still and know that I am God. As you begin to pray and begin to get into the presence of God and press into his presence, you know, you begin to see all the different things that God has desired. You'll see, sometimes you need to just go back to the Old Testament and go back and you know, and look at how those prophets of old, man. I mean, if we just continue to study the prophets, they knew something. Which about God is my all in all. They knew a thing about God. Daniel, he knew a thing about God. Daniel to be in the lion's den. And when he got in the lion's den, they say, Daniel, just like, all right, hey, I'm not going to stop praying. So whatever your decree is, bring it on. Because I'm going to do what I know to do. And if God told me I pray, he said, I'm opening my windows up. He was brazen. If I'm opening these windows up, you're going to see me continue to do what I got to do. When I'm in the lion's den, man, and no fear at all. See, something about when you know who God is and God is in your life, fear takes the back seat. Fear takes the back seat. I know there's times in my life when my relationship with God is so on the high, sometimes when it's on the low, but when it's on the high, oh, Lord have mercy. You better look out, boy. You better watch out because I'm on a rampage. Like right now, I'm on a rampage. Man, God is my all in all. So when you gravitate to that, when that's the food that you eat off of, oh, man. Oh, baby, it's an amazing, amazing thing. You look at the three Hebrew boys, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They knew. They said, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, even if he don't mean he can't. And I'd rather find out and take my chances in this fiery furnace than to bow down and worship you. So I know who my God is. Not is he only capable of, he's able and he's available and he will do just what he said he'll do. Excuse me. So when you got a God, when you begin to know God like that, man, Elijah knew him. Elisha knew him. Ezekiel knew him. It's time to get to know him. I'm telling you, it's time for you to get to know your God. That's you claim him, you name him. Forget naming and claiming it. Name and claim him and get to know him. Let him get to know you. You don't want to hear the word, depart from me, you works of iniquity, I never knew you. No, you want to know him, and he needs to know you. When I look at Joseph and the things he went through, Joseph knew God. Joseph, hey, listen, he knew a thing. He told his brothers, it was great that I suffered for such a time as this. You know, you got to understand that sometimes we go through to get through to bring others through. But just like, even he was in that pit, he was like, remember me. Them cats didn't remember him no more than the man on the moon until the time for him to be remembered. But when you know something, when you know that you know that you know, when you can sing confident like that song said, God is the joy and the strength of my life. When you can say, God did it, he'll do it again. And when you can begin to speak and say, God is my provider. He is my healer. He is my deliverer. He is my way maker. Oh, God is my all in all. What is God to you tonight? Who is he to you? Make up your mind that you need to know him in every aspect, every facet. Guess what? God is a God of jealousy, envy, and wrath, too. God told you. I am a jealous God. I am a vengeful God. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord, and I shall repay. I hold wrath. God, man, listen. We always get good with the jolly part. It's different parts of him. It's different characteristics. But when you know it all of it, you can encompass it all about, and you can say, that's still my daddy. I'm a chastising God. Yeah, I chastise. David knew something about God. Even in the midst of him doing wrong and all those things in the broken areas of his life, but he still knew God. And God said, David is still a man after my own heart. I'm telling you, man, this John the Baptist, you know, these people had different assignments. Prophets were getting, listen, they were serving God. They was looking for a place such that was not on earth. They didn't belong here. But they were looking for a place and who builder and maker was not with man's hands. And even no matter what they went through, getting cut asunder or putting skins on them and making them go out there where they begin to be devoured by wild beasts, all these different things they had to endure. Lashes and beatings and scourgings and being stoned and all the different things that they endured. Even Stephen knew a thing. I'm telling you, man, God is all in all. You know, you can find a joy in it. You can find a joy. You know, the song came out, I said, I don't know why my Jesus loved me. I don't even know why he cared. And some say, I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. And another song come into your mind and say, real, real, Jesus is real to me. And say, oh, yes, he gives me the victory. And then they say, so many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so, because he's so real to me. In the morning, he's real. Why he wakes you up with fresh blood running warm through your veins, the activity of your limbs, the breath of life flowing through your nostrils, huh? He gives you another chance, right? Getting to the bed is one thing. Going to sleep is another. Going to sleep is a given. When you lay down and you close your eyes, that's a given. But waking up is a gift. It's a present. And we should treat it that way. Oh, he gave me life. Another day, huh? Another day. Another day to give him glory. Another day to tell the story. Another day to give him praise. And another day to honor him with our life. Another day to share of his goodness, of his grace, of his mercy. Another day to give you a testimony, to tell somebody. You know, someone said, I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. Another day to not keep it to yourself. Tell of his goodness. Listen, tonight I really want to talk about intercessory prayer. And I want to start off praying for our children. And some of them got children's children and children's children. And because the attack is on their lives like never before. Like right before Thanksgiving, a mother in East Point, Georgia, set her apartment on fire and killed the children. Early in the year, one lady went in Paulding County and just went stabbing all her children, going crazy. in Texas, a father made his child deform the baby. Baby was like 13 months old. Scalding hot water just gave the baby, made the baby drink scalding hot water to the face began to deform when the mom came home. I'm telling you, we got so many different abuses and levels of abuse to children, be it physical, be it mental, emotional, be it sexual. You know, all these things is taking place, I'm telling you, tonight, even with human trafficking and kidnapping and a little girl just rescued her and her little brother from being kidnapped. She was 9 years old. The little brother may have been like 5. So you got so many things to begin to get on your knees and begin to pray to God about. See, we've gotten too pretty to get on our knees and to get dirty in the crowd and let these tears. But Daniel knew a thing. Ezekiel knew a thing. Elijah knew a thing. I'm telling you, sometimes you want to get back to that power. It's a much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. So you got to understand, what do you want to do? We got to get back into the face of God. Get back into in his graces and get to just speak, man. Daniel declared a thing, and his prayer was answered even as he began to go in it, but it was hindered. You know, we got to learn how to pray even through those principalities where the prince of Persia was set up, those where the princes ruled up, the principalities ruled up to try to block in second and third heavens. You know what I mean? So we got to understand how to press even in our praying, in our prayer life. There needs to be a pressing. There needs to be an urgency even in our praying. You know, there needs to be some fire. That fire, you got to push it through. You go ahead and pray that little smoke, and that smoke going to go out just like puff pass. But you got to begin to pray, man, and pray and pray and push and push and push through the prayer, push through the praise, push through the worship, and watch God begin to move. Watch the elevation. Oh, my God. Now, notice on, they say, what must I do for this child? Well, I must surrender me for this child. I must give up some of the things that I hold dear to myself for this child. I must let go and let God for this child. Father, I put the child in your hands. I take my hands off, God. You can do better than I can do anyway. I trust you. You know, we got to get to a place where we can trust him. When things are impossible, we can say, I trust you, Lord. When things look dark and gloomy and dreary, you can say, I trust you, Lord. When you can't see, because this faith walk ain't about your sight, it's about knowing that you know that you know. What do you know? I trust you, Lord. Oh, God, you're an awesome, magnificent, and wonderful God. Father, and we begin to thank you for it right now. We begin to thank you and praise you. Let's look at Jeremiah 27:18. Let them begin to pray. Let's make intercession. What does intercession mean, ladies and gentlemen? It means to reach, to meet someone, to press or urge someone strongly, to meet up with a person. Encounter, entreat, to assail with urgent petitions. We make intercession through what is called intercessory prayer. In other words, we pray for the needs of others who may not be able to pray for themselves. Paga is also translated make intercession, the idea being that one reaches a superior with an urgent request. Thus, intercession involves reaching God, meeting God, and begging him for his favor. This is a practical model of how intercessory prayer works. The intercessor touches God for another person, for a community or a nation, and reaches him with their needs. Tonight, I want you to make sure that intercessory prayer is a part of your prayer life, that you begin to share your prayer for others, for your community, for your city, for your state, for your nation, for other nations, you know, for people that don't know the Lord God as their Lord and personal Savior, for those that are bound to substance abuse, those that are bound to where the strongholds are, strongholds on their mind, where they're in spiritual prisons and soul prisons, God. When you begin to say, God, you said you came to set the captives free. Break the chain and let them go. When you begin to break chains, become a chain breaker, you know, begin to take pride in being a chain breaker. What do you do? I break chains. How do you break chains? I break chains through intercessory prayer. What else do you break? I break generational curses. I break word curses. I come against the plan of the enemy, and I thwart the plans. Why? Because I put God in. I stand in the gap with him, and I put God involved, and Jesus being the ultimate intercessor, he steps in, and he takes over. You got to, man, you got to set the tone. Tonight he said, I'm calling you high. Now, would your heart and mind say yes to being a prayer warrior? Would your heart and mind say yes to be the intercessor? Would your heart and mind say yes to standing in the gap for those that don't know they need someone to stand in the gap for them? I hear him say, I'm calling you higher tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm calling to a higher life of prayer. Let your petitions be made known. That's okay. Pray with gratitude. Yeah, give me, you know, tell me, hey. Talk to him. How much you adore him. How much you love him. That's good. But tonight, look at your neighborhoods. Look at the cities. And look how they used to be. See, We look at the prophet, even the prophets of old, even the prophets of old in yesterday's church. They knew a thing. They knew a thing about tarrying. They knew a thing about having you at that altar and just saying, Jesus, Jesus, till something happens. Something happened when you called that name. They knew something. They knew a thing or two. And that's all I'm telling you. Dig in. Dig deep. Dig deep tonight. Dig deep in yourself to get past yourself, to surrender yourself, to come to a place of surrender. You know, put your hands up. I surrender all. I submit my will for your will, Lord God. My will I give to you. I do what you say to do. Well, you begin to say, Lord, I know I'm capable. I know I'm able. But God, tonight, I make myself available. So we end up with the song. Say, Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. I turn you back over to the Evangelist Flint for the remaining of the service.
Amen, 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 and amen. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. We just give you glory and honor and praise, Lord God, for that awesome word on tonight. I see we have our sister on that just came in, 1436. If you would like to give your praise report, testimony, or a song, I'm going to open up your mic.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, the praise report is I talked to a homeless man that my husband and I be seeing every time we go to Walmart. We see the guy just sitting there. He don't never ask you for nothing. He just will see that you need a buggy or anything. So I got to talking to him. John spoke to him, but he was talking more. I was talking more every time I see him because John back to shopping and get some dog food. But anyway, I invited him to the church, gave him the number and how to get on the church line and to blog. I told him to blog with something else. He'll love it. So I don't know. He said his name was Reverend James, so I'm hoping one night that he will come on. And he was telling me about, and I gave him some good inspiration, like he was saying things happen. I said, well, you know, that might be something God's trying to tell us, because sometimes, you know, with God, everything happens for a reason. Because sometimes I would know we can be somewhere we ain't supposed to be, and God could be trying to tell us and guide us. So he took my advice, and I told him, just pray on it. Just pray on it. God will show him the way. And anybody that put him down with him being a child of God, God will deal with it. And I said, I told him, we still supposed to love people no matter what they do to us. We're supposed to love them because that's what God wants us to do. So I thank God that I got a smile on his face, and I send him text messages every now and then, inspiration about God and keeping the man and mother, the Bible studies and church service and all of that. But since I don't gave him everything he needs to know, I'm not going to bother him unless he texts me or something. Me and John might see him again because I don't want to feel like I'm pushing somebody into something. You want him to come willingly. So I would like to sing a song, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay, I just sing Sovereign God. Sovereign, sovereign, my Lord God is sovereign, and he can do whatever he wants to, and he can do whatever he chooses to, however he chooses to. He's a sovereign God. God is God. whisper his authority. Whom am I? Whom am I to question his judgment? He's a sovereign God is God, and he can do, he can do whatever he wants to, and he can do, he can do whatever he chooses to, however he chooses to. He's a sovereign God. God is God. Praise God in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Flint, do you have any last words?
Hey, I just listen. Just pick this time up to find somebody who needs something more than you need it. And let that be your prayer. Whether it's illness, whether it's a poverty person, whether it's salvation, whether it's health-wise, whether it's infirmities, whether it's financially, begin to share your prayer. Tell God, hey, take God, I decrease that you increase. Take my spirit and use it however you need it. Take my spirit, God, and use it however you see fit. You may stop somebody who may be going through problems with a pregnancy or whatever. You may be dealing with someone who's on the verge of being molested or kidnapped. But God, use me, Lord. You know, use me, Lord, to show someone the way. I'm yours, Lord, everything I got, everything I am, everything I'm not. I'm yours, Lord, try me and see if I can be completely yours, God. As I decrease, that you increase, and that it's all of you and none of me. I surrender my will for your will. Use me for your glory. Get the glory out of my life, God. Squeeze me, God, and get the glory out of my life. And that's all I can say for tonight. That intercessory prayer, becoming a prayer warrior, be your motivation, be your portion. I say these things in love and watch God do it. Lord, do it, do it, do it.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Wanda, if you would, please give us the benediction. Beforehand, I'll just say that we are so grateful for each and every one of you that came and joined us on tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God for what God is doing in your life, what he's going to do in your life. And we ask that you just continue to pray, praise, and give God the glory and press. Continue to press. God is in control. God is he wants to do for you. And if you ask, you shall receive. Hallelujah. Pastor Wanda, if you would, please give us the benediction.
Oh, Father, we ask that you let the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in thine sight, O Lord, our help, our strength, and our redeemer. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father, Mother God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Have a blessed week. There's nothing you can do about it. Come back next Thursday and let's have a glorious time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen. Be blessed.
Amen.
Good night.
Night.
Bye. Love you.